आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। प्रेसिडेंट द्रौपदी मुर्मू टू एड्रेस द नेशन ऑन द ईव ऑफ इंडिपेंडेंस डे दिस इवनिंग। डीआरडीओ सक्सेसफुली कैरीज आउट मेडन टेस्ट फ्लाइट ऑफ लॉन्ग रेंज ग्लाइड बॉम्ब गौरव फ्रॉम सुखोई 30 Mark 1। Federation of Resident Doctors Association decides to call off strike over Kolkata doctor's alleged murder case. CBI begins to probe into case. Election Commission to review the security situation in Jammu and Kashmir with Union Home Secretary today. India and Australia emphasize need to strengthen international cooperation for combating terrorism in a comprehensive manner. US approves $20 billion arms sales to Israel. And IMD issues orange alert for rain in Pathanamthitta and Idukki districts of Kerala today. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation on the eve of the 78th Independence Day at 7 this evening. The address will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashwani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. On Doordarshan, the broadcast of the address in Hindi and English will be followed by broadcasts in regional languages by regional channels. Akashwani will broadcast regional language versions at 9:30 p.m. on its respective regional networks. The government has invited 400 elected representatives of Panchayati Raj institutions and over 160 field functionaries from states and union territories as special guests for the Independence Day celebrations at the Red Fort in Delhi tomorrow. Our correspondent has the details.
These invitees include women representatives of Panchayati Raj and field functionaries of the Ministry of Women and Child Development who are implementing different schemes in the country. Invited functionaries under the Women and Child Development Ministry belong to several schemes of the ministry, while all invitees of Panchayati Raj ministries are from all panchayat across the country. The special guests have invited in recognition of their efforts toward empowering the country and provide a lifetime experience to be part of a historic national celebration, fostering a sense of pride and patriotism. This is Omvesh Upadhyay with the report of Rahisuddin Rihan for Akashwani News.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed happiness over a Tiranga rally carrying 600 feet long Indian national flag under the Har Ghar Tiranga Abhiyan in Arunachal Pradesh. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that Arunachal Pradesh is a land where patriotism is deeply rooted in the heart of every citizen, and it clearly reflects in the state's vibrant cultural heritage. Mr. Modi said that he's delighted to see such enthusiasm towards the Har Ghar Tiranga Abhiyan. In Jammu and Kashmir, a Tiranga rally was taken out with a 750-meter-long tricolour on the world's highest railway bridge on the Chenab River in the Riyasi district yesterday. Riyasi Deputy Commissioner Vishesh Paul Mahajan said the tricolour flag was made by the locals in just 2 days. Haryana Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini participated in the Tiranga Yatra organised at Karnal. A large number of people joined the Yatra, reciting Bharat Mata Ki Jai, moving through different chalks of the city. Before the Yatra commenced, Mr. Saini in an address called on the people to pledge to hoist the tricolour at their homes. In Rajasthan, Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma attended the Tiranga Yatra under the Har Ghar Tiranga Abhiyan held in Jaipur. Speaking to reporters, he said the country stands united and undivided because of the freedom fighters. The Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, successfully carried out the maiden test flight of long-range glide bomb LRGB Gaurav from the Sukhoi 30 Mark 1 of the Indian Air Force. The Ministry of Defence said in a statement that the test was conducted off the coast of Odisha. Gaurav is an air-launched 1,000-kilogram class glide bomb capable of hitting targets at long distance. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh complimented DRDO, Indian Air Force and industry for the successful flight test. He termed it a major milestone in the country's effort in developing indigenous defence technologies for further strengthening the capability of the armed forces. On 23rd August last year, India became the fourth country to land on the moon and the first to reach its southern polar region. To honour this landmark achievement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced August 23rd as National Space Day. The country will celebrate its maiden National Space Day with the theme Touching Lives While Touching the Moon, India's Space Saga. A myriad of events will be held highlighting India's remarkable achievements in space, profound benefits to the society, and boundless opportunities for people from all walks of life to engage with the Indian space program. A distinguished scientist of ISRO and director of U.R. Rao Satellite Center in Bengaluru, M. Sankaran, spoke exclusively to Akashwani News on the relevance of the National Space Day. He informed that the president will inaugurate the main event in New Delhi.
We all feel that while we celebrate the Chandrayaan 3 success every year, we also use this opportunity to remind ourselves of new areas of activities we need to do and outcomes from the space sector to be brought out. We are taking this as an opportunity to remind ourselves of the work to be done by us in future.
The Federation of Resident Doctors Association, FORDA, has decided to call off their strike over Kolkata doctors' murder incident. A decision in this regard was taken after a delegation of FORDA met Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda in New Delhi. The doctors from across the country were protesting over the incident since Monday. Talking to media after the meeting, FORDA President Aviril Mathur said the health ministers assured that their demands would be addressed in a time-bound manner.
उन्होंने हमें सारी जो डिमांड्स हैं उसमें एक टाइम बाउंड मैनर में अश्योरेंस दी है कि उसको एड्रेस करा जाएगा. उन्होंने हमसे कहा कि एक कमेटी गठित होगी जिसमें हम लोग भी हिस्सा होंगे, रेजिडेंट डॉक्टर्स, और हम लोग इस चीज के लिए जो हमारा डिमांड है सेंटर प्रोटेक्शन एक्ट, इस पे फोडा आगे की तरफ स्टेक होल्डर की तरह मेंबर बनते हुए जल्दी ही जल्दी इसको लाने की पूरी प्रक्रिया शुरू कर पाएगी. हमारी क्योंकि सारी जो मांगे थी उनको अभी मांग लिया गया है. हम ये स्ट्राइक को अब हम इसे कॉल ऑफ करेंगे.
The health minister has welcomed FORDA's decision to call off the strike. Mr. Nadda assured doctors that his ministry will address all their concerns to ensure a safer and better work environment. Meanwhile, a CBI team has begun investigation into the case after collecting the FIR copy from the Tata police station in Kolkata in West Bengal. The team yesterday interrogated four doctors who were with the deceased doctor before the incident and other persons related to the case. The Calcutta High Court ordered a CBI investigation into the case. The division bench of Chief Justice T.S. Shivaganam and Justice Hiranmoy Bhattacharya passed the order. A delegation of the National Commission for Women visited R.G. Carr Medical College yesterday. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle @AIRNewsAlerts.
Har Ghar Tiranga Abhiyan, Tirange ki shaan mein ek unique festival ban chuka hai.
And once again, the country is gearing up to celebrate the Festival of Independence with joy and enthusiasm through the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. So, from August 9 to 15, let's all join the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign with excitement and energy. Participate in the flag marches, fairs, rallies and marathons associated with this campaign. Hoist the tricolor at your home and upload your selfie on harghartiranga.com.
The Election Commission will hold a meeting with Union Home Secretary Ajay Bhalla today to review the security situation in Jammu and Kashmir. The commission, led by Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, recently visited the Union Territory and reviewed the poll preparations. During a press conference in Jammu, Mr. Kumar emphasized that the commission is committed to holding the elections in J&K at the earliest. He asserted that no outside or internal forces can derail the electoral process in the Union Territory. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and S.S. Sandhu, reviewed the poll preparedness for the forthcoming assembly elections in Haryana. The term of the state assembly is due to expire on the 3rd of November this year. During the two-day review visit to Chandigarh, the commission met with representatives of national and state political parties, including BJP, Aam Aadmi Party, Congress, CPIM, the Indian National Lok Dal and Jananayak Janata Party. India and Australia have strongly condemned terrorism in all its forms and emphasized the need for strengthening international cooperation to combat terrorism in a comprehensive and sustained manner. The statement comes after the 14th meeting of the India-Australia Joint Working Group on counter-terrorism held in New Delhi yesterday. The External Affairs Ministry said the two sides condemned the use of terrorist proxies for cross-border terrorism. Both the countries also exchanged views on domestic, regional and global terrorism threat assessments. Joint Secretary for Counter-Terrorism at the Ministry of External Affairs K.D. Deval and Ambassador for Counter-Terrorism at the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade of Australia Richard Feeks led their respective delegations. United States has approved a $20 billion arms sales to Israel, including fighter jets and advanced air-to-air missiles. The State Department announced this yesterday. It said the possible sale will include more than 50 F-15 fighter jets, advanced medium-range air-to-air missiles, 120mm tank ammunition, and high-explosive mortars and tactical vehicles. It is a long-term deal in which 15 F-515 jets are scheduled to be delivered by 2029. The Pentagon said the U.S. is committed to the security of Israel and it is vital to assist Israel in developing a strong and ready self-defense capability. The application form for Hajj 2025 has been opened. People can apply till the 9th of next month. Ministry of Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju, along with Minister of State for Minority Affairs George Kurian, launched the Hajj application 2025 in New Delhi yesterday. Addressing the media following the launch, Mr. Rijiju said, Saudi Arabia has allotted a quota of over 1.7 lakh to India for Hajj 2025. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the Amrit Udyan Summer Annuals 2024 at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. It will open to the public from Friday and visitors can visit it till the 15th of September. For the first time this year, sportspersons have been invited to witness Amrit Udyan on the 29th of August on the occasion of National Sports Day. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav planted a sapling as part of Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam campaign. The Secretary of the Ministry of Electronics and IT, S. Krishnan, and other senior officials also participated in the plantation drive yesterday. Delhi Metro will commence its services at 4 in the morning tomorrow to facilitate the public to attend the Independence Day ceremony. The train services will be available at a frequency of 15 minutes on all the lines till 6 a.m. and thereafter regular timetables will be followed for the rest of the day. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued orange alert in Pathanamthitta and Idukki districts of Kerala today, indicating isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall. Yellow alert has been issued for 8 districts in the state. The Met Department has forecast heavy rainfall over Western Himalayan region, Uttar Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh and East India during the next 7 days. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Ramya.
Thank you, Pramod. All papers report widely on the High Court handing over Kolkata doctor's murder to CBI even as nationwide stir hits medical services across the country. No progress. HC hands over doc's rape murder to CBI, headlines the Tribune. The Times of India headlines, HC cites lapses, hands over doc rape murder case to CBI. Almost all papers also have on their front page the story of the Lieutenant Governor of India, V.K. Saxena, nominating State Minister Kailash Gehlot to unfurl the tricolour during the capital's Independence Day celebrations. Flag hoisting triggers fresh LG app tussle, headlines the Asian Age. LG picks Gehlot to hoist tricolour at I-Day function, headlines the Hindu. And finally, an Indian Express story says that girls broke their piggy bank, an elderly woman her surgery fund, and a fish vendor gave up his day's earning to help people in the aftermath of the 30th July Wayanad landslide. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Ramya. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu to address the nation on the eve of Independence Day this evening. DRDO successfully carries out maiden test flight of long-range glide bomb Gaurav from Sukhoi 30 Mark 1. Federation of Resident Doctors Association decides to call off strike over Kolkata doctor's alleged murder case. CBI begins probe into case. Election Commission to review the security situation in Jammu and Kashmir with Union Home Secretary today. India and Australia emphasize need to strengthen international cooperation for combating terrorism in a comprehensive manner. US approves $20 billion arms sales to Israel. And IMD issues orange alert for rain in Pathanamthitta and Idukki districts of Kerala today. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.